Liturgical Day, Thursday the 6th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus set out with his disciples for the villages around Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" And they told him, "Some say you are John the Baptist. Others say you are Elijah or one of the prophets." Then Jesus asked them, "But you, who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." And he ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man had to suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. He would be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Jesus said all this quite openly, so that Peter took him aside and began to protest strongly. But Jesus, turning around and looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as people do." Our commentary is by Father Juan Pera Pulido from Molins de Rey, Barcelona. Today, with the help of St. Mark's Gospel, we continue listening to God's Word, a Gospel with a very clear concern, to discover who this Jesus of Nazareth may be. Through his texts, Mark has been offering us other people's impression of Jesus. The sick ones, the disciples, the scribes and Pharisees. But today, he is directly asking us, "But you, who do you say I am?" We Christians must discover our identity and prove our own faith through being good examples with our life. This is an urgent task. Transmitting a clear and understandable message to our brothers and sisters, who will find in Jesus that word of life, bestowing meaning to what they may think, say, or do. But this witness must begin with us, being totally conscious of our meeting with Jesus. John Paul II, in his apostolic letter Novo Millennium, says, "Our witness, however, would be hopelessly inadequate if we ourselves had not first contemplated his face." St. Mark, with this text, offers us the right way to contemplate Jesus' face. First, Jesus asks us, "Who do people say he is?" And we can answer with the disciples, "John the Baptist or Elijah." In other words, an important, good, and attractive person. Certainly a good answer, but too far away from Jesus' truth. Then he goes on asking us, "But you, who do you say I am?" It is the question of faith, of our personal implication, and we shall only find the answer in the experience of silence and prayer. It is the path of faith Peter followed, which we should follow also. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us come to know, through prayer, the freeing presence of God's love, which is present in our life. He keeps on making alliances with us and clears signs of his presence, as that rainbow appearing through the clouds was a promise to Noah.